Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke.
My name is Danielle, and we're so excited to do another episode for you guys. Make sure to subscribe and rate us if you're listening on iTunes. We post episodes every Wednesday, and today's episode is all going to be about self-care. Woot woot!
It's a highly requested topic, but also something that I think we're both extremely passionate about right
passionate.
Now.
Passionate. I like
that you're like really into it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm, like, really into self-care right now.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know exactly how to define self-care.
I was going to say this, because when I discussed this podcast idea, I was like, oh, like, you know, working out and, like, eating food I love. But that's just, like, things that I do in my day-to-day routine.
Yeah.
But I guess it could be classified as self-care. Like, really, truly anything
self-care
that makes...
Self-care is, like, treating yourself.
Like, things that make you feel good.
Yeah, not, like, treating yourself to, like, necessarily
like a giant chocolate cake. I was going to say, mood. Mood.
Cookie dough.
Oh, my gosh, we just ate this, like, edible cookie dough, and now
both of our stomachs hurt.
I feel ill because we normally don't eat like that indulgent of
food. I'm not a big sugar gal.
Me neither. I'm more savory.
More savory, definitely. Yeah. Like, give me a thing of waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
Oh my gosh, fries.
We're really on tune today.
Fries and ranch right now. That's my
ranch. Can't do that.
Anyways.
Okay. Self-care. When we talk self-care, we mean skincare. We mean health. We mean wellness.
I would say, yeah, doing things that, taking time out of your day to do special things for you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to necessarily mean, like, going to the extreme, and it could be little things that are integrated into your day-to-day routine.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, like, now it's my self-care time. It could be, like, you know what I mean?
Nobody's
like,
got time for that.
No, unless you have, like, I do that sometimes, like a lazy Sunday. Yeah. But just on, like, a typical day-to-day, integrate these things in, and it should be... Put a little self-care in every day, you know? I'm being so lame today. I really need to just stop.
No,
that.
I love it. So okay. We're going to talk about our favorite self-care products. We're going to give a little example of our self-care routine, maybe, for example, on a lazy Sunday.
That was literally me yesterday, yes. Oh, yeah. We're recording this on Monday.
Huh? Yeah, we're recording this on Monday because...
Busy week ahead. We're both headed to...
New Orleans. I'm so excited.
Is that your first time?
Yeah, I've never been. Oh. Should be crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be fun for you. I visited when I toured Tulane. Tulane's outside of New Orleans, we, like, stayed in New Orleans because it's super cool.
We're staying in New Orleans, but we're going to Baton Rouge for the LSU game, right? Isn't that where it is?
You just said Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. It just felt right. Yeah, I'm sorry for all our Louisiana. Do we even have a Louisiana followers? What up?
If you're from Louisiana, please let us know. Yeah, or if you have New Orleans recommendations, actually, we'd love.
Please.
Like, submit them to Gals on the Go podcast Instagram.
Yeah, I'm there Friday to Sunday. What about you?
Same. No, I have a test on Monday. I'm a little stressed about it.
I just have to go to Café du Monde and get a
beignet. So good. They're so good. And then you get the coffee. There's something special about it. I feel like I have to research that.
Isn't it like a cafe con leche, but it's the French version? My mom told me about this. It's like coffee with milk, but it's like the French version, right?
Yeah. Coffee black or au lait.
Yeah, my mom was telling me about this.
I don't know. I got it when I went with my mom, and it was phenomenal. The creamiest coffee available. Yum.
Do they have soy milk? No, I'm kidding.
I doubt it.
I'm really excited, though. And we're going for the UGA versus LSU game. So hopefully we win. We're undefeated right now in football.
And if you see us, say hi, I guess.
Please do. We were both texting last night about our outfits. We're trying to be cool.
Oh, yeah. We rush ordered stuff because we're
from
last
the same
minute.
Website.
Yeah, we did.
I'm so nervy. Like, I still haven't gotten the shipping thing yet. Have you?
I think that it hit my PayPal, so I feel like
usually
doesn't do that until it ships, right?
Let's pray. I hope I get my outfit. Do you guys know the struggle of, like, when you get an outfit and it's for an event that's time sensitive and it, like, always comes, like, the day after, I swear. Uh-huh. And it's just, what do I do with this now? Like, you know? I guess I could wear it at the next game day, but
we shall see. I actually didn't get a shipping confirmation, I just checked, but it did hit the PayPal, which I feel like is...
I love being able to pay through PayPal. It makes life easier.
It really does. And it's safe. At least in my brain,
I think it's safer.
Yeah. And did you know that PayPal, I'm pretty sure I could be very wrong, but I think PayPal and Venmo are the same company.
I'd believe it. I mean, it's quite similar. Yeah.
Because
good for them.
Venmo, PayPal. I want to confirm this because if people are listening, it is. It is. Because I got the Venmo card. I haven't used it yet, but it asks for your social security number when you sign up. And Maddie just signed up for it, and she's like, this is kind of sketchy, and I was like, no, it's through PayPal, it's safe.
Yeah,
but, like, is it really? I don't really know. I just, like, convinced myself that it is, yeah.
It's really smart, though. I have a lot of friends here at school that, like, get money through Venmo, but like it takes a while to transfer to their bank. So having a Venmo card, I feel like, is so nice. Like,
oh yeah, especially for a college student. I was gonna say broke college kids. We like need that.
We live off of Venmo money.
Yeah, if someone pays you $5, you can like use that $5 to go buy a coffee. It's really nice.
100%. Like, so useful. So that's our TED Talk.
So that was our talk about LSU and other things of that sort. But hopefully Georgia crushes them. So
yeah, go freaking Dogs.
6-0. I mean, we haven't hit like the hard players in the season.
We are number two in the SEC, though.
Yeah,
even though we haven't played many hard.
No, we're number two out of everybody.
Oh,
yeah, but Alabama just happens to be in the SEC too.
I know. Just it always happens to be number one.
We want Bama. That's what people say. Bama. They say like, we want LSU.
I could see us being against Alabama in the national championship again this year.
That would be so dope. I hope I get tickets because now like it works on UJ works on like an hour system, so like you have to have
a certain amount of more hours. You have a lot of hours.
Yeah, but somehow I still didn't get an LSU ticket. So catch me at the tailgate.
Catch me at the tailgate. As well. I didn't even try because of that very reason. So. Well, should we get into our highlights and lowlights of this week?
Yeah, we can. I think Danielle had a pretty exciting week with her pal, so you got to kick her right off.
I feel like my highlights are always about someone coming or, like, a trip, but, like, that's just a highlight.
Well, Danielle's life is exciting.
So is yours. My best friend from home, Caitlin, came to visit me in Athens. It was so crazy. It was, like, worlds colliding. I mean, she's been to UGA multiple times. Like, she was – it's actually funny. She was considering coming to UGA over – University of Virginia, and I convinced her before I knew I was coming to UGA. I convinced her to go to UVA, and now I'm like, why did I do that? But that's also because like her whole family went to UVA,
and it's
like,
a school for geniuses. She's so smart.
She's so smart. Like, she should be there. But anyways, it was so cool having her here. She met literally everyone I wanted her to meet. She met my little, she met my big, she met all my really good friends. Yes, it just so happened. I took her to all my favorite places. We went to Atlanta. We went to Pont City Market, which was so fun. She and Delaney, best friends now. Like, they got each other on Snapchat. Like, they vibed so well. I should have, like, figured that, but, like,
they're pretty really similar. Cool.
They're pretty similar. They're more, like, low-key.
They are. And you're more high-key, so that's why you might guys mesh well.
I love them as friends. They're just, they're really easy to be around. So that was my highlight, for sure. What about you?
So this is because I haven't updated in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, Brooke wasn't here last week.
So I actually probably, we probably could have figured out a time for me to record, but your solo pod was actually great. So thank you.
Really? Thank you. I was like, I did that.
No, I was listening to it while I was getting ready, and sometimes I get impatient. Like, I love podcasts and stuff, but sometimes I get a little impatient. I'm sure other people listening can, like, feel this. We're in a way where it's like, okay, let's get it moving, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But I really enjoyed listening to yours.
Really?
So, yeah, great job. Seriously.
Oh my gosh, that's a big compliment. Thank you.
No, seriously. And also, I always watch YouTube videos when I get ready, but I realized that listening to podcasts is so much better because when you're putting on, like, makeup,
That's why I don't watch YouTube videos as much, because it stresses me out, because I'm like, what is she doing? I can't see.
And then you miss, and you have to rewind.
And then you're late for your class.
Yeah, exactly. And then boom, you're late.
Boom, you're late.
So my highlight, though, was 2 weeks ago. So not this past week. I mean, this past weekend was great, but the weekend before that, I went home and I got to see my fam, and, you know, I don't realize how much I miss them, I feel like, until I see them, because I'm, like, aww. So much time passes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been like 2 months since I've seen you guys. So that was fantastic.
And you splurged a little bit.
I did. I bought myself a Gucci bag, which I normally don't.
It's so cute.
Thank you. I normally don't buy myself. I treat myself to designer items, but that's this only designer purse I have, I guess.
Oh,
so, yeah.
That's so exciting. I know. And your mom very went exciting. With you, and she's bragging about you, right? She was like, oh, yeah, she went up buying this with her own money.
She like went up to the salespeople and was like, and she's buying it for herself. And then I mentioned, I was like, oh, well, once I get back to school, and the saleswoman was like, what? Like, I would have thought that you have, like, a real job. Like, why? How are you, like, you know, they're so confused. And then my mom's like, she's an influencer. Like, some, like, jargon. I was like, what are you saying?
Literally, she always says that.
No, how do your parents refer to it? Because my mom says social media influencer, and I'm like, that's not the best, but I would prefer that over YouTuber.
I don't know if my mom starts to know the word influencer. She'll just say, she does social media.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And who knows what my dad says. He always embarrasses me. Not embarrasses. He just says, I love you, Dad. But, like, he'll just be like, oh, she, you know, he'll just say it like it is, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever that may be. So. What?
Oh, she has 500,000 subscribers.
Yes, exactly. Like, has to say it all, which is really, like, when I had a surprise birthday party a couple weeks ago, I'm sorry, really quick, I met all of his, like, people he worked with, and they just know everything about me, and I was like, this is crazy. I wonder why, my dad.
No, similarly. I think it's awkward for our parents, because, like, obviously they do want to brag on their kids and stuff, but then it's like, what we're they also don't want to be like annoying, like, yeah, you know what I mean? I think it's a hard balance.
My mom said, because she like volunteers a lot at my old high school, and like, because my brother still goes there, and like, she said that a lot of moms come up to her and like ask her about it, and she like doesn't know how to talk. She like feels uncomfortable. She
I would get that. My dad is more so like that, I think. Really? Than my mom. Yeah. I feel like, because he wouldn't know what to say, because he's not really like super educated in the YouTube space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of that, and like, they'll just be like, so like, how much money did she make? Or just stuff like that.
Like personal questions.
Yeah, like, parents don't need to be answering that.
I think that people realize, like, the, like, actual, this is, like, really annoying to say, but, like, when I post, like, oh, I bought myself, like, luxury items or whatever, then, like, that's when people from high school and stuff are like, what? Like, she actually, like, makes legitimate, like, money from this, you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
So, yeah, I think that that's when, I don't know.
Yeah, that's when it happens. But back to the New York thing, whenever you're at home, it makes me so happy. Like, you posting, like, in your cute little town with your corn on the cob. Like, I was so happy. I don't know why. Like, when you and your mom
have to come
together,
in the fall. You have to
I know. When I visit, when did I come? In, like, summer? I don't know, but I love where you live. Like, literally, such a happy, it's like
that's
a Gilmore Girls
town. That's how I feel
about
Danielle's town. Oh, yeah, Gilmore Girls.
Reminds me of Gilmore Girls. Oh, yeah. And you and your mom are so, like, well, Lorelai. You're nothing like Rory, but, like, your mom's Lorelai.
She kind of is, in a way. She's like
more organized,
she's like quirky like that, though. Yeah, like,
oh my god,
people always say that they look alike, so
they do. Well, I think that's why I thought of
it. So anyways, going home, experiencing a little fall, because it's 90 degrees here every day, so please, that's the tea.
That is the tea. So for my low light, statistics is just really kicking my butt right now.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would, because this is so embarrassing to say, but I literally took statistics in high school. I took AP statistics. I didn't place out or anything, but like, I was like, yeah, I'll have this. Like, I just forgot everything.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know how I remember songs from middle school, but I just can't remember something from senior year.
You need to make some, like, the, we're doing the
bone dance.
Like, you need to make some, you need to make some songs for it.
That's so true. But yeah, it just, like, makes me mad. Like, today I was sitting in the coffee shop with my friend, and, like, I, like, wanted to cry because I couldn't understand it. Like, that's so sad. But it's okay. Oh, and I just keep breaking out, and there's just no hope, so.
Your skin looks really good right now. No, seriously.
Well, like, so my right side of my face, there's nothing. Left side, we're just still working with some chin stuff, but it's okay. Life happens.
You should get, do you go to a dermatologist?
I do, but when they pick at my face, there's more acne.
Mine has never touched my face, but they prescribe me, like, prescription strength, like, spot treatment and stuff.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to see what happens after this month, if it's just stress, and then I might, because I went on Accutane and it worked, but, you know.
That's just my biggest advice to everybody, is like, whenever people are like, what did you do to clear up your skin? I'm like, literally, well, birth control and dermatologist.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I wouldn't really suggest, like, I don't mean to suggest, like, birth control to everyone, because there are, like, negative side effects it, too.
Yeah.
But it overall helped my skin immensely. Mm-hmm. And I've never had them pick in my face. Thank you.
You never really have bad skin, though. Your skin's always been
nice. But senior year of high school I did, though, and then that's when I first went and, like, got the spot treatment, and I literally have the same one. I just constantly refill it.
Oh, smart gal.
Yeah, that's the tea.
As we're drinking green tea.
Okay, so my negative of the week.
Oh, you kind of already said it, but.
What, just that I'm test. Like, oh yeah, that I have a test. Literally, I just clicked off of the page. We organize our stuff by Google Doc, and
Google Doc,
you guys. Google Docs is just the best, like, to organize all of your workflow.
And earlier, I was writing on the Google Doc, and Brooke was on, and I could see her typing, and it was really fun.
Oh, it's so great. Hold on, I just lost the doc, though.
But yeah.
I lost the doc.
Brooke says, test Monday after LSU next week. I'm hashtag...
stressed? Is that what I said?
That's what you said.
Or I'm triggered, did I say?
You said stressed.
I am stressed, yeah. There's just a lot going on right now, like, a little drama. I don't have to go into detail, because that's just annoying, and I don't need to do that, but...
College.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really don't have a lot of, like, drama in my life, so whenever I get, like, one little blip
conflict,
on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, conflict really deeply. I was just telling Danielle, like, even if it's the minorest form of, that was not proper English, even if it's the most minor form of conflict in my life, it really deeply affects me.
No, it ruins my day. It makes me feel sad and mad and confused. I understand.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel like icky. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's, like, a part of me missing, but I don't know. Yeah.
Everything will be okay.
Not a part of me missing. That was dramatic. But I don't have fights with people. So when I do, I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
So
no,
it's just a weird week. So,
it's just a weird day. Tomorrow will be better, Brooke.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to wake up early tomorrow and, like, get my stuff done and actually study for this test that I have on Monday. So,
oh, little side note. So Brooke and I went to Orange Theory together this morning, and we were, so I was driving back like to my apartment and I see Brooke's car and she was going the opposite direction of her house. And I go, I bet you $100 she's going to Starbucks right now to get a venti iced black coffee. What were you doing?
Yeah, I was going to Starbucks and I got a spinach feta wrap because I have like no food in my house. So I got those two things, went home, ate it, drank my coffee, took a shower. It was a complete opposite direction of my house.
I know. I was like, she's not it's so bad. Home, so she's going to Starbucks.
It was a little therapeutic drive too.
Self care.
That honestly is my self care. Like sometimes, like going to the far Starbucks, I'm like, that's self care. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I need 15 minutes to, like, chill.
Well, speaking of self care, should we talk about some of our favorite self care products?
Yeah,
we've got a lot, so we're just gonna kind of bounce around,
I think
each other.
You need to start because Danielle, I'm just gonna say it, Danielle, self care queen. Like,
what?
Truly, no, you really are. I feel like. You need to do self-care, like, routine video. I know you have a bunch of.
I'm
going to
start doing more self-care videos because I love watching them. And I just, yeah. I said this
who,
in my.
Who do you watch, like, in terms of self-care?
Lauren Elizabeth. She does lot about self-care. Claudia Saluski actually has been doing some stuff lately. Like, just, I've been really into watching favorites videos.
Me
you know,
too.
Of people you respect.
Yes. Just, like, genuine, like, lifestyle products.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maggie McDonald sometimes has some good stuff in there.
She does. I have certain people that I trust for product recommendations.
Yeah, for sure.
So then
Kenzie Elizabeth.
Great product recs, yeah.
Good product
Molly.
Recs. Molly. Yeah, Molly, surprisingly, she always just comes out with these products, and I'm like, wow, I need that.
Sometimes you need to, like, go to those people who, like, are the ones that, like, go to Sephora and, like, test out random products to, like, actually.
See, I don't have the balls to do that.
Me neither. So that.
Sorry. The balls. Oh, raunchy.
Raunchy. You know what I mean, though? Like, I don't. I'm not willing to go in there and, like, drop random money, like, without, like, looking at the reviews.
Yeah.
But I appreciate people that will, because then I look at the review of it, and I'm like, okay, it's worth the money, so.
Oh, definitely.
Someone has to do it.
Someone's got to try it for us all, so. Oh, and Skinny Confidential Podcast, she has a YouTube channel. She's really into self-care. Like, she's
really?
The one who probably got me into it, for sure.
Wow.
Just because it just feels good to treat yourself. You just feel like you're doing yourself good. You know? Well, so my first favorite self-care product is something new that I've gotten. You guys probably all know what, like, heat packs are, like those little bean bag things you put in the microwave and, you
bean
know.
Bean bags.
Like, I know a lot of people, like, when it's their time of the month, they put it on their, like, stomach area or whatever, but I was at this boutique in downtown Athens called the Indigo Child or the Indigo Home, and she has, like, these neck pillows that look like, you know, ones that you wear on an airplane, but they just have beans in them, and it's by the brand Sonoma Lavender, but mine's in the eucalyptus scent, and the beads are scented, and you put it in the microwave, I put it in for 4 minutes, and literally in the morning when I wake up, and at night, I will put it around my neck, and it just, like, kind of, I don't know, my neck is really tense, and it smells good, and it just feels good, and it just, when I'm feeling really anxious, I'll, like, flip it around and, like, put it on my chest, to, I don't know, it just feels good.
Nice. I don't use anything like that. I probably should.
I never really do, but it just feels really good.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing and nice. Mm-hmm. I like to get a massage when I can, but it's been so long.
Speaking of, I was looking at some spas in Athens. There's one called Urban Sanctuary.
I used to go there to get my brows done.
Really? Okay. I went there once last year, but they do scalp massages. And have you ever, you know, like when you're getting massaged?
No, like it's specifically just for scalps?
Yes. And I think I'm going to do it. That's way more relaxing to me.
Wow.
I can relax faster if someone, oh my God, the thought of someone rubbing my hair.
How
right
long?
Now. I didn't look, but it was, like, with, like, eucalyptus, and, like, they do other things at the same time, and it's just, like, sounds amazing. And it wasn't too expensive.
If you go, can you give
a
full
review? I was actually going to, like, text you and be like, we should do a spa day.
We should do a spa day.
Would you want to?
Yes.
Because this is my other tips, like, actually do a spa day. This place does this thing called the Queen for a Day, and you get a facial massage and, like a scalp massage or something like that.
Oh my gosh, I'd be so down. That sounds literally, I wish I could go, like, tomorrow, but I have too much to do this
I know. Week. I looked tonight, but they're closed today, so it's okay.
Another time.
Yeah, like
we
on a weekend when like everyone goes home, you know? Let's do that.
Yeah. Oh.
Or like on a Friday. I'm serious. Now that I know you're interested.
Oh, no, I'm highly interested. I love that place.
Yeah.
It's cute on the inside.
Very
it's very
cute.
Homey. And we could go to Heirloom. It's right across the street.
Oh,
this is a cute brunch
place.
Or we could go to Maple's around there too. Have you been to Maple yet?
No.
It's like.
You're the health food queen.
Yeah,
that's
not
what
really.
Brooke takes the cake for. But yeah, self care. Lots of self care. See, we just planned a self care day.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
So it's one of your favorite products.
Okay. I think I'm going to go in like a random.
Just do whatever feels great to you.
Here. Yeah. So I'm going to start with my. Well, start in order. We'll do my rose quartz face roller. I've talked about this before. It's from the brand Beauty Bio, but I personally feel like the brand doesn't necessarily matter.
It's the same stuff.
Yeah, it's quite expensive, this one, but I know you can find them on Amazon for, like, $10.
Yeah.
I feel like they all did the same thing. I don't really know, though, because this is rose quartz instead of a jade stone, and I know that, like, rose quartz is, like, love, so it's, like, something about self, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah. It's cute. It's pink. It's cute. And I love the, I just love a little face roll action. I've been rolling, like, the, crevice between, like, my neck and my face, you know, my jaw, yeah. my crevice.
I notice a difference when I use a jade roller just to pop on in, and I notice the same thing. It looks good. Like,
if I definitely, I mean, maybe it's psychological, or maybe it's because I'm working out more or something, yeah, like that, but, like, yeah,
they're fun to do, like, especially at night. Like, I'll put on, like, a light serum, uh-huh, and then pop the roller and just roll while I'm watching TV.
It's nice. Great. Yeah, no, I did that all last night, and I even did it a little bit. I did it, like, before I put on makeup today. Not that I, like, visually see a difference in, like, my makeup quality or anything, but it just made getting ready a little more relaxing.
You just feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I think the roller trend, like, the facial rolling trend is not on its way out by any means, but I think it already had its peak, but I'm still into it. What do you think? Opinions?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I guess I'll just pop in. I also use an ice roller, which I got on Amazon. I think it was, like, no more than $30. And I just keep it in my freezer at all times. Mm-hmm. And I love using that.
I feel like yours, like, really works.
What do you think? It really works. Like, I use the jade roller a lot, just, like, you know, but the ice one, it helps, like, in the morning to kind of de-puff your face, and it wakes me up like no other. Sometimes I'm like, I can't do it yet, I'm too sleepy. But it really feels good, and it, you know, I've heard great reviews about it. I don't use it consistently enough to be like, I've seen major results, but it just feels good. It wakes you up, it's good to just de-puff your face, so, and it just stays frozen.
We love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so next, I know we both kind of have these on our list. Danielle has her, like, oil diffuser going right now, so you could talk a little bit about that, because I feel I'm going to talk about scents next. We'll go into, like, the scent category. Scents.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm down.
I feel like we're both passionate about, like, filling a room with, like, a good scent.
Yeah, it really changes my mood, whether it's making coffee or there's essential oils diffusing. Like, something needs to smell.
I'll quote from your video, all about the process.
It's about the process of making the coffee, about lighting the candle, about popping the oil in the diffuser. Like, it puts me in the best mood. So right now I'm diffusing. I literally just got this essential oil diffuser at our local, like, health food store. But you can get it on Amazon. Is that where you got it? Yeah,
Earth Fair. At Earth Fair? Mariah works at Earth Fair.
Does she still?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Her roommate works there. I have so many different oils, and there's different ones. You have to be careful where you buy your oils from, because you need to make sure they're using good ingredients and all that.
This one's cool. It says, gently affirm I am love after, like, putting it on. That's pretty
cool. My mom's best friend created this brand, actually. I don't know if she still sells that or not, but, like, she gave me that, and it smells so good. The one I'm diffusing right now, so you basically just drop oil in, like, water, and it diffuses through, like, the diffuser.
It's literally vaping.
Yeah, just put a little on your wrist, and just tell yourself you are love.
I love that.
This one's called the love one, but it smells really, like, a little fruity. I don't really know. If you guys know what Pure Seduction smells like from Victoria's Secret, that's what I would put this with. But yeah, I also use, like, peppermint if I need to wake myself up. There's one from doTERRA that I love. I love doTERRA essential oils because they're made with really good ingredients. It's very, like,
I've heard simple. That some oils have, like, stuff that when you actually, like, put them through the room, it's bad for you because it's, like, chemicals.
Yeah, so yeah. People always comment on my videos, like, be careful. So I try. But, yeah, so, and I really like this one called Breathe. It's got, like, eucalyptus and a few other things. But, yeah, we love
this
good smell.
This one smells really good.
This one's so
nice.
I
feel like I'm meditating right now.
It literally smells so good. Like, and just, like, watching the essential oil diffuser, like, diffuse is just really relaxing.
It is. It's very therapeutic.
Therapeutic. I love that
word. Yeah. Do you, this is just a sidebar, do you meditate?
No.
I don't either.
My mom tries to get me so much. I can't.
We should, like, try to do that.
We should, like, do a challenge together.
Yeah, and keep, like, a 30-day meditation or something.
Well, my mom, transcendental meditation is really popular, like, with a lot of celebrities and stuff. My mom and my dad took the course. And it's basically, I don't really know how to explain it, but, like, you do it every day in the morning and at night for 10 minutes. But I literally just don't have time. Like, I would not be able to do it consecutively.
No, especially, like, traveling and stuff. That's really hard, yeah.
I don't know. People talk about the benefits, but I don't see the benefit in sitting and just breathing. But I heard it's
That's
good.
How I feel, too. But apparently it's crazy beneficial, so.
Maybe if I'm, like, on the top of a mountain, you know? But, like, if I'm just sitting in my
crisscross
apartment.
Crisscross
applesauce. Yeah, crisscross applesauce.
Literally, though, crisscross applesauce going,
I just can't. But No, people really
I do believe in the benefit of sitting in silence with yourself, but yeah. Which I guess in a form is meditation, in a form.
Oh, no, it definitely is. Like, yeah. This room that we're in specific, it gets really quiet and it's really relaxing if I'm just doing work, but I haven't been able to get myself to just relax completely. Do any of you guys meditate? Let us know on the Instagram.
Feel like a lot of people start with an app. So if you...
Headspace, I've heard.
Yes. So if you... But if you have done it without an app, I'm interested to hear that.
Yeah. I've used the app called Calm, like, last year in my dorm a lot, too, if I was trying to fall asleep. But it's more of, like, trying to fall asleep. Like, not, yeah. Like,
did you see, like, okay, so this is when I go on the podcast page on Spotify or Apple under lifestyle, because we're under lifestyle. Mm-hmm. There's one called, and it's, like, always so popular. It's called Nothing Really Happens, and it's, like, just sleep. And it's, like, just a podcast that, like, puts you to sleep. It tells you, like, not a bedtime story, but I haven't listened
to it. Oh, I thought you meant, like, it just doesn't make a sound.
No. I'm like, that's really dumb. No. But it's, like, consistently listed under the top podcast. I'm like, a lot of people must be using this to, like,
oh, like, maybe rest. It just doesn't have an end to the story. It just keeps going until you fall asleep, maybe?
I don't know how long they are. Let's take a look at
that's really interesting, but
it's called Nothing Much Happens. Yeah, they're, like, 20 minutes long. I just fall asleep naturally, though. I don't need something to fall asleep
I just
to.
Use, Ollie melatonin vitamins.
Oh, my gosh. Literally same. I'm actually borderline addicted. It's probably a problem.
I know. My dad was telling me, he's like, you need to lay off. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then I've been waking up, like, from taking melatonin in the middle of the night and having really, really realistic freaky dreams. So.
Yeah, if I have melatonin or if I eat chocolate right before I go to bed, which isn't a lot.
Seriously?
I have bad dreams. Yes, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I know. That's or just, freaky. Like, really realistic or really scary or whatever. I mean, nothing that
I hate when
me
they're
out.
So realistic that it's, like, borderline reality. Oh, that's the worst.
And you wake up and you're like, did that happen? Like, sometimes I'll have to check my phone and see if something happened or.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I wake up and think that someone's in my house. And then I'm like, someone's in my house. I text my roommates. Everyone's sleeping, of course, because it's 4:00 in the morning. It's fine. Everything's fine.
That is terrifying.
I've done that one too many times. Like, the last time I did it, Maddie was like, Brooke, seriously. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, speaking of scents, did you have any scents? Yes. Like, candles? Or what do you want to talk
about?
Okay,
so I know we both have to talk about candles, but I have to tell you guys first. Okay, fall time. Fall theme. We should do, like, a fall themed one. I feel like we
should. That was on our list. We'll do that next week.
Okay, we love a lifestyle podcast. This is so fun.
It's so fun. We can do whatever we want.
I'm serious. Because it's life. Because it's a lifestyle.
Yes.
I picked up at Kroger, but you can pick it up at Trader Joe's. I think, like, anywhere. I'm sure, like, a TJ Maxx or any of those places would have it, too. It's a cinnamon broom. Have you ever used one of these before?
I've never used one. I've seen them. Okay. Don't they just smell folly?
Yes, but they're very... So they sell them, and they're, like, in a plastic bag, and you, like, take the plastic bag off, and it just... It's a magical scent. So fall, so, like, cinnamon.
Do you keep it in your room or, like, in your
closet?
Air?
In my closet. But then every time I open the door, the scent is so strong, it pours into my room as well. So it's very nice. It doesn't fill up a whole room. Like, it's not that potent, probably.
Yeah.
But, like, potent. But I have, like, the closet doors that, like,
whoosh out.
Yeah. It's not just, like, a single door. It's, like, two. So then.
Yeah.
And I do kind of still smell it when I'm, like, sitting at my desk because my closet's right near my desk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, I just am really into that. I like a natural scent. I really need to do incense. I know you do that.
Oh, yeah. I do that, too. Sometimes, like, when my toilet got clogged, I did incense because that really just gets the scent out.
That's really known to, like, cleanse and
stuff I
too.
Have that incense in here because one time when my mom was visiting, she needed it for her meditation.
Oh my god, my that's family's so funny. Extra, yeah. No, it's not. That's funny. Yeah. My family's always scared that it's going to cause a fire because my dad's a firefighter, so. No, actually, I
see that guy to be like, blow out your candle.
Oh, the fact that I have candles in my room still, like, he freaks out.
I bet.
He, like, literally
freaks
doesn't
me out
like
that.
That
I do
yeah.
it, so.
No, actually, I don't, well, these are two fire hazard hacks. Number one, my mom taught me this when I went home. Don't leave the dryer on when you're not home. Don't know how true this is, but apparently that causes house fires a lot.
I do that because I hate when it's on when I'm here.
Yeah, but you live in an apartment, so if it's burning down, it's burning down. Yeah. This is not to be negative, but...
My whole apartment.
That's so terrible. You know what? No, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine here. My mom just told me this story once about, like, how, like, someone... They went to, like, a fire once. Not they, but, like, my dad went to a fire once when, like... The mom was doing laundry and, like, left to run the kids to, like, a play date or something, came back, the house was on fire. So.
Well, I know if you don't empty out the lint, that builds up. And I didn't know that till last year.
That's
so,
not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was really when I started doing laundry, so it's fine. Yeah.
So please make sure you do that. And another safety tip, just because I care about you guys so much.
Oh.
The wall plugins, are a huge cause of house fires.
I don't use those. Yeah. So we're out of there.
Yeah, same. Because my dad freaks out. So
interesting.
We only when it gets like really low and then it starts burning and it just keeps burning and there's nothing left to burn. Oh, you know what I mean? Like when the scent's out.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah. But also sometimes there's malfunctions and stuff. Like, I guess with anything. Yeah. It's just like how candles can start house fires, essentially, if you like leave them going for too long. But like most of the time they burn out themselves. But who knows? A dog tips it over and it sets the house on fire. Like,
I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
Or like I think about like I leave my flowers near my candle and sometimes I'm worried the petal will like.
I freak out about that. I freak out about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just try to be really conscious about it.
So get a cinnamon broom. No hazards.
Literally no hazards with the cinnamon broom. That's why we use it at home because my parents are like deathly afraid. Yeah. Or they like, if they have to leave a candle on downstairs and they're upstairs, they keep in the sink, like in the big sink that's like really deep so that if it did tip over, it would like not be able to burn. I don't know. They're very, very on top of fire safety, as they should
naturally,
be.
Naturally, yeah. Of course.
Practice fire safety this fall. I think October is fire safety protection month. I think it is.
Should we just call the episode fire safety protection?
My dad used to come to like the elementary school. I loved those days because we'd be like, the firefighter's here. Firefighter. Yeah, and like he would come and like he would like teach the class. Cute. And then I got to like leave early and get McDonald's, you know?
Oh my god, that's my dad. Yeah.
That's what I had.
Oh my god, that is so precious.
Safety. Oh there's a fire safety week. Yeah.
That's so cute. And it's breast care awareness month too.
Oh yeah.
Another important one.
No, so important. Oh my gosh. No way. I'm not even making this up. It's fire safety prevention week. I swear.
Bye.
It started Sunday, October 7th, and it ends on Saturday, October 13th. So please spread fire safety.
You have to text your dad tonight. Happy fire safety week.
I'm going to say I promoted it on the pod this week.
On the pod.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
We love a good fire safety.
Yes.
So actually, though, if you have wall plugins or if you leave the dryer on, consider your habits. Clean out your lint. Clean your lint.
If there's anything you got out of this podcast, I hope you know to clean your lint.
Yeah, actually. Sorry, that was so off track. But that actually is an important
topic. That's important
topic,
PSA so. Right there.
Yeah, on the topic of candles.
Do you have any favorite, like, I know we both recently just purchased some fall candles from Bath & Body Works. What's your favorite scent?
No, mine is the same as yours. Okay, so it's definitely the autumn scent.
Really?
Yes, I like the leaves one, but I find that, I don't know, it's almost a little too leavesy.
I bought the leaves one when it gets closer to fall, like when it gets more fall, I'll burn leaves.
Yeah.
Autumn's more of like a fresh scent, more like apple-y.
Uh-huh.
Whereas leaves is like cinnamon, pumpkin, apple
I agree.
Swirl.
It's almost a little too
But
extreme.
I still like it and I still bought it. Maybe because it's popular. Maybe because I'm
I find whatever. That when I burn leaves, I have to stop burning it. Like autumn I could like leave on consistently, but leaves I'm like, okay, it's too much. Like I don't
know. No, yeah.
It.
It's
yeah.
like a good like but those candles burn up a whole room. Like or not burn up.
No, they just
fill
they,
up.
They just burn right down. Fire safety. No, actually
sorry,
though. It's not fire is not a funny joke, actually, but like yeah, you know what
I'm
I mean.
Sorry, I'm
no,
so
it's
bad.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. I know there's a lot of debate though on like Bath and Body Works candles and they're like not good for
I've
you to
heard
breathe
this
in.
Too
I just I really only use them during the fall now
me
I
too,
use
me too I don't
soy
my mom buys them all the time another one that I really like it's not fall at all but it's kind of it to me I'm vibe with it more in the fall and the spring times rather than the winter and the summer just because it's me mahogany tea
I knew you were gonna say that yes Abercrombie
yeah,
yes they sell it in like a fall candle thing right now
yes
I saw
yes yeah, that's and I have the high intensity one because the high intensity one burns like the scent is stronger but
I
it smells know. Up like my room is quite large and it smells into my kitchen because I burn it in my personal bedroom because like why not and then it's my candle so get out
I want to smell it
actually though so but all
That's
my roommates will like you know peep in and be like oh it smells good in here so it's like it is quite powerful
yeah I like Bath & Body Works candles a lot They get pricey. I mean, I guess the other... I use Capri Blue during the year.
Right now, I just saw on Caitlin B's story, though, $12.50. And if you Google, like, Bath & Body Works in-store coupon or online coupon, $10 off 30. So that is, like, an amazing deal.
Oh, my gosh.
So buy them right now. Not sponsored. Just looking to save a dollar.
I need to go do that and get some more because my autumn one's almost gone.
Oh, yeah. They burn quick. That's the thing.
They fill up my whole house, though.
Me too. Me too. But when you leave them burning, I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't realize I went through half a candle today. Like, yeah. No, do you ever notice that?
Oh, no, I'm like, wow. But then it's also because it's, like, the liquid and then the solid, but then it all goes back
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right.
So I think about that. But the lady at Bath & Body Works last week was like, remember to cut your wicks. So apparently it does help.
Shoot, I always forget about that.
And it
that.
Gets all sparky, apparently, and I was like,
oh, fire safety. Fire safety. Yeah, practice safe sense. That's like a mood. A literal mood.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say something else, and I like just got really off guard there.
Of course not.
Practice safe sense.
Yeah. I just want everyone to be safe at home.
Actually, dying. Brooke is Thank so you. Funny. Thank I cannot. You. Like, wow. Okay, so I think we got candles down.
And just scents in general.
Scents, yeah. And you guys more
All
scents.
Things scent. I'm scented out.
Yeah, I wrote autumn candle. Oh, well, on the sense of that, fresh flowers.
Yeah, big fan.
I think, like, sometimes you're, like, grocery shopping and you see the flowers, just pick yourself out a nice
Trader
pair.
Joe's has not, like...
Oh, yes.
Great bouquets, and they're cheap, so...
And they have some good fall, like, little arrangements right now, and pumpkins.
Did you see the skulls? They have, like, little skulls.
I saw, yeah. Like, the succulent kind of deal.
Maddie, like, brought home a bunch. The guy gave one to her for free today.
The people there are so nice.
Yeah, they are.
Apparently, that's, like, a thing. Like, I was talking to my friend, Jordan Rebecca, and she was, like... The one here, everyone's so nice. And I was like, that must be a thing. Because then
they hire nice people. It's like Chick-fil-A. Like, they hire, like, nice
people. Yeah. It's just, like, friendly people. I really respect that. They don't want
any... Good branding.
Good branding. Great branding.
Good job.
What's your favorite type of flower to buy yourself?
Oh, my gosh.
Because, well, sorry. I mean, or people buy them for you, but no one buys flowers.
No one has that. I've never had flowers purchased for me, so...
Have you ever been sent them to you? My dad's...
Oh, yeah. My dad
But,
sent
yeah.
Me.
But, like,
oh,
yeah, yeah. Guys don't really...
Not from, like, a life. Male that's interested in me romantically. But it was direct. But I would really appreciate them if anybody's listening.
Yeah, for real. What's your favorite type?
That's a great question. I actually don't think I have a particular favorite.
Do you like peonies?
Yeah, those are pretty. I hate to be basic and say roses. I really do like...
Roses are significant.
I don't necessarily love, like, a colored rose, but, like, I mean, I cap it out the flower, white rose, but they're so beautiful. They really are. I love a traditional red rose. I just think they're really classy and, like, staple, because, like, I don't even know what else I would say.
I love peonies and sunflowers. I feel like you like sunflowers.
Yeah. I get it every time I get a mixed bouquet, though, because I get one that I literally like the colors of. Like, the last time I was like, oh, I'm feeling purples. Like, and I got, like, a purples bouquet, yeah.
That makes me happy.
That's so classy of you to, like, have a favorite flower. Like, that is...
I don't know. My friends, even in high school, we would talk about it. Like, I don't know. There's certain flowers I don't really care for. Like, I don't really want daisies. Like, don't get me daisies. Oh, my God. Someone's going to, like, get me daisies.
Yeah, I don't really care for peonies. They're okay. I just looked up the picture.
Cool. It's so Gossip Girl. With... Chuck Bass would get them for Blair. I love peonies. They're so pretty. And they're hard to come by sometimes because they only bloom in certain areas. So not all grocery stores carry them. Oh, hydrangeas are beautiful.
I like hydrangeas. That's what I was looking for the name of. yeah. Because I don't really like... Yeah, hydrangeas are... I like a white-ish hydrangea.
Yeah. You like the classic stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't like to go too off the beaten
path. See, I don't ever buy mixed bouquets. They stress me out. Unless, like, someone
really?
Sends it to me. So, yeah, I was really interested. I personally would rather just have one type of flower and one color and everything.
Oh, so, interesting. That's See, I always go for, like if it's, like, a fall bouquet, I'd be like, oh, fall, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Two different kinds of girls.
Two different times.
Yours is way more of a classy answer. I'm going to work on that for next week and bring you guys back my favorite flower.
Yeah, let's hear
flower.
Good
That'll
flower
be my homework.
Okay? You're going to come back with some really unique flower from, like, Africa.
Africa.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Okay, my next thing is, well, I guess we'll get more into, like, skincare, like, self-treatments, if you want to go on that path. I love... a good self-tanning routine. Like, honestly, it's very, like, I take the time, I do it right, like, I do it while I listen to a podcast or watch a YouTube video. I mostly listen to music or something, though, because you have to pay attention to your body.
That's
you're, like,
so true.
Self-tan, yeah. I've been loving, I'll just name a few favorite self-tanners if people are interested, I guess. The Josie Maran Argan Oil Liquid one's really good, but the only problem I have with it is that it only lasts, like, 2 days. Then you have to redo it, so it's very good for, like, short-term event. Like, if I had, like, a formal or something, that would be my go-to.
Oh.
But, like, for a weekend, not the best because it fades too quick. And then I really like the Express Saint-Tropez. That's probably, like, one of my consistent faves. But a new fave that I did this week, and everyone's telling me how tan I look, is the Loving Tan in the shade Dark.
Yeah, you were tan today. I walked in, I was like, whoa.
And it's fading, but it's not, like, flaky, like, getting, like, patchy.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I think it's just a good self-tanner. It's, if you mess it up, though, like, if you had a streak missing or something, it would be so noticeable because it's super dark.
That's my problem with it. So I get spray tans.
my back is kind of tricky.
That's
but
hard.
I do multiple coats too to make sure that it's super, but it really is like a form of self-care to me, because I'm like, I'm gonna self tan and then I'm gonna feel so good about myself tomorrow. So
yes,
yeah,
I love waking up tan after a spray tan or self tan. You just wake up and you're like, oh, I'm a boss.
And it's so much safer than using the tanning beds, which no one should do. Yeah. So please don't do that.
So many of our friends do it too.
I don't get it. So scary to me when people are like my mom had skin cancer, haha, but I'm still gonna do it. It's like, that's like not funny. Yeah. Like, it's literally not funny at all. Please, like, take yourself more seriously
like,
than that.
And
yeah.
In like years, you'll be really mad at yourself
when you develop a minor form and it could spread. Like, what? Why would you risk? I don't know. So stupid.
That's me. Also how I feel about like jewels. Like, whatever you did at a party, whatever. But like, people that like have to jewel in the library.
Yeah,
like, a lot of my friends. To be honest, love you guys. But like, and people know what they're doing to their bodies.
Same. Yeah. It's so risky.
It's terrifying. What? Like, people start jeweling for like a social reason, and it becomes an addiction.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah, I think back, quoted it, because, and like, I hate to be that type of person, but that's the one thing that I'm like, yo, just not all
let's
the time.
Not, yeah.
Like, socially, sure, whatever. Like,
people
okay,
like
jewel
on the way to class and stuff. And
it's just like, that's so sad that you have to do that.
I can't wait for the day that it's like, and I know that it's not, they're not doing it because it's trendy anymore, but I can't wait until the day that the trend like really dies. Like, remember for a brief period, there was like a 1 week period
where no one, everyone's throwing them away.
Because
stuff.
The article went viral, yes. Of the guy that like supposedly like died from jeweling, which apparently he didn't actually die from jeweling. He died from like other reasons, but like, it was just like, it was jeweling. So then everyone threw them away, like flushed on. They're like, flushing my jewel.
Yes,
like,
I loved that week. It was a good week.
It was a good week for society. For
yeah, and I'm not
school.
One to judge. Like, seriously. Like,
I think it's fun to
everything.
Do, like, at a party and everything, but when it becomes a serious thing that it's...
yeah.
Very much so a part of your everyday, not everyday, but every hourly.
Yes, like, yeah. We're in a car, like, I need a jewel charger, like, I'm fiending or whatever people say
yeah.
that word. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, like... I'm not judging, because I love everyone.
It's more about caring.
It's more about, like, are you, like, I just, yeah. I'm worried for you in the future. And, like, I feel like
I
everyone
agree.
That jewels knows that, so it's nothing news to them.
Oh,
but
for sure.
Yeah, that's my take, because there was, like, one of my, like, friends' jewels was in the back of my video, and everyone's like, yo, like, you jewel,
really?
And I just want to make sure people know I don't jewel, so.
I don't jewel either. I have occasionally jeweled. I don't know if that's bad.
No,
for me to admit.
No. I mean, what, you have to be 18. Like, I've tried it before. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, but it's like,
it also
didn't
makes me
enjoy
cough.
It.
I don't like
it.
It yeah.
burned my throat, and I didn't do it correctly. So that's that.
And you care about your long term health more so, and yeah. the effects of it are unknown. It's like so scary.
Yeah. So I think it's good we talked about that just now.
Yeah, a little
go
PSA.
Us. Yeah.
And it's okay to go against the crowd and, like, not do it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a huge thing that so many people, like, get looped into doing it because they're like, oh, like, all my hallmates do it or, like,
no, the
yeah.
way I think about it is, honestly, people are always worried about their jewel pods running out. So, you know, hey,
and it's expensive. If you're a college student and you're broke and you have to pay for a jewel pod, that's
I'm
a kind of expensive
like,
habit. Yeah.
Like, someone was selling, like, something for a jewel pod and I was like, all right, whatever. It's just funny. Craziness, college.
It really,
but
it's in high school. It's in high school and stuff too, though. So it's like really bad.
Oh, I know. It's everywhere. I see them everywhere.
Let's end it.
Yeah,
let's make
let's
a movement.
It. Hashtag end jewel. How did we get onto?
Because
jeweling?
We're talking about self tanning versus like booth.
Oh, beds.
I mean, not booth,
stuff,
but beds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you love self-tanning. Self-care, self-tanning.
Yeah, I honestly, just, like, I kind of do look forward to it. Like, I time block a little bit from
time. Time block!
Because you have to be in a, like, I don't want to stay in my clothes, so I sit in my robe when I self-tan.
Oh, no. If
so I have to, like,
yeah.
make time for it, yeah.
You have to, like, your door has to be shut. I mean, you're pretty much bare naked.
Oh,
right?
No. No, I do it, and then I, like, walk into my, like, living room, and I'm like, obviously, it's darker when you first put it on than when
yeah.
you, like, wash it off, and everyone's like, oh, you look a little crazy, and then my friends.
What you been doing in there?
Sometimes my friends, like, boyfriends are around, I'm like, cook myself dinner in my self-tan outfit. I'm like, stalling me.
My self-tan outfit. No, I definitely have, like, a spray tan outfit, like, t-shirts and, like, Nike shorts.
That you don't care about
yeah.
that if they
yeah,
get destroyed.
Like
yeah,
colored, for sure.
Okay, so now you're,
so, yeah, you said self-tanner. Well, on the skincare, so I've been really into, well, I don't know why I said I've been really into all of this. So I just recently purchased the Glossier Moon Mask, and it's just kind of like a, it's supposed to be, like, an overnight mask, but, like, when you put it on, it pretty much just, like, soaks in. But I was recently watching one of Ingrid Nilsson's videos, and it's about, like, how to be productive while working at home. And one of her steps is what she does is she puts that Glossier Moon Mask in the fridge. And in the morning when she wakes up, she kind of takes it and puts it under her eyes. And it's like nice and cool, and it doesn't soak in because it's like she like puts a thicker amount on, but it's so nice and I love it. So I've been doing that. It feels really good in the morning when I wake up. I ice roll my face with the ice roller, and then I take the moon mask out of my fridge and just put it under my eyes, and then I just wash it off when I'm ready to go to Orange Theory or to do my makeup or whatever, and it just feels really good. So that's definitely my little skincare thing. I'm also just really into like serums, and I don't know. I think we'll talk about skincare more. I think there's a question that we got about it, but that was like my product I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll talk more about skincare too. But my favorite brand of skincare that I love so, so much is Drunk Elephant. So honestly, just doing my full skincare routine is self-care to me.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes. When you have the time in the morning, it feels so good.
It feels so good. So that's just a huge... I'll talk more about my favorite products in the later section. But yes, just taking that time for yourself and like allowing yourself more time in the morning and at night to do every single step and not just like, oh, I'm not going to wash my face tonight because... Oh, the amount of people who don't...
Don't go to bed with your makeup on. I know. Just take a makeup wipe at least.
I know.
It stresses me out.
So many people, and it honestly kind of grosses me out because it's just such a huge... I mean, you're blessed if you can fall asleep in your makeup and not, like, break out the next day. Yeah. Truly, like, good for
genes,
you.
But...
Yeah, can't relate.
Cannot relate.
Yeah, I do that and I'm like, I hate myself because, like, literally two days from that exact point, I'm breaking out. I, like, have it, like, I have it, like, timed out. Yeah,
so... Yeah, you're like, oh, in 2 days, here it comes.
Like, counting down. Yeah, I've only fallen asleep in my makeup probably, like I can count on one hand in my entire life.
Yeah, I can't even think. I really can't even think.
Yeah, because even if I'm so exhausted, I don't do that. So, but doing your full skincare routine is self-care. I mean, I understand you don't have time every night to go from step A to B to C, whatever, but just
at least... It makes you feel like a queen.
At least taking off your makeup, literally washing your face and putting on something... Boom, done.
Or use, like, micellar water or something.
Toner. Are you into toner these days?
Yes, I'm into toner. I'm
Witch into Hazel? Toner.
No, but I've seen that in, like, a lot of, like, models videos. Like, models that have YouTube channels, they use Witch Hazel.
I'm on the Witch Hazel grind.
Really? Did you buy it at Urban? I see they sell it at Urban.
I bought it on Amazon. Well, Fires Witch Hazel. Oh, they
sell it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same brand.
I'm on an Amazon kick. I ordered, like... I didn't feel like going to the store to get, like, face wash and, like, toothpaste and stuff. I just ordered everything on Amazon recently.
You should get those Amazon buttons where you can be like, oh, I'm out of Tide Pods.
Yeah.
And, like, you can, like,
click I should. I ordered Tide Pods, too. I ordered, they had, like, a sale on, like, water bottle, like, smart water bottles, like, the big liter ones. So I ordered those.
Through Amazon?
Yeah,
because I guess lazy. For you it's fine because you have it in a house. So they can just put it at your doorstep, whereas I'd have to, like, go to, I already get looks enough for my package intake.
No, so. I understand. I totally get that. When I lived in an apartment, I didn't. But now I do.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But also, I parked so far, so sometimes I would. Yeah. Because, like, where I parked, like, I would have to, like, lift all my stuff inside. It was
total, closer to the mailroom than
total
the...
nuisance. Yeah, now it's like I just push it inside. It's fantastic.
When I lived at my house, that was so nice. It really makes you appreciate living in a house.
It really does. It truly does. Okay. Next. Anything else in this section, or should we get on to...
Well, did you want to talk about... You have a little sneaky snack section.
I love just taking the time and... Well, I mean, this is more of, like, the self-care routine aspect when I, like, sit down and I'm chilling. But my favorite snack recently, when I like to, like, treat myself and I'm like, I'm going to put on a movie or whatever, I've been really into popcorn. Random. Just, like, this is so, like, random.
Popcorn that you make, or, like, skinny pop popcorn?
Like, skinny, like, Boom Chicka Pop.
Oh, okay.
There's a Trader Joe's one. Don't know the name of it, but it's, like, called Trader Joe's Air Popped, and it's, like... Like a skinny pop. I love sitting down with, like, a big bag of popcorn and just, like, eating it and not feeling guilty, you know?
I prefer making, like, the popcorn, like, from a movie theater, like, that kind of microwave.
Yeah.
But
it's a big treat for me, though. Like, I'm like, wow, I'm like, this is, like, really, like, exciting. I don't know, because I've just always really liked popcorn, so, like, I see it as a treat, even though it's really quite a healthy snack, honestly.
Have you had Pirate's Booty? That's, like, a favorite of mine.
Oh, I like Pirate's Booty, but that's more of, like, a treat, like, a true treat versus, like, a, like, popcorn. I could eat and not, like, hate myself for it, you know?
Yeah, popcorn's very light.
Light, yeah, exactly. I don't feel disgusting after it, because, yeah.
Well, we said how we're drinking tea right now, but I really have been into just, you know, after I've had 2 cups of coffee for the day, I'll make myself a hot green tea or hot mint tea or just black tea, because it, like, it really does soothe. Like, when a hot tea goes down your throat, you just feel so at ease. Would you say so?
Yeah,
so, and again, the process of just making tea makes me really happy, and I think that's self-care. I also really have been enjoying using collagen peptide powder. I talked about it in my recent favorites video, but it's so easy. I just bought the unflavored kind from Vital Proteins, and I really do, like, my eyebrows start growing faster and everything. I have to really? Get waxed more. Yeah. Your nails grow faster, your hair. I'm trying to, like, grow my hair. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with my hair. And just, like, I don't know. It's, like, really good for you. I noticed, like, I haven't been using it a lot lately, but when I was using it consecutively or consistently, like, it was making my face super glowy. Like, people were commenting on
it. Wow.
Yeah. And I've recently just been putting it in my coffee. You cannot taste it. And it's, like, just killing two birds with one stone. Caffeinating and collagen. Yeah, you should. They have, like, a matcha flavor I want to try. Well, I've tried it, but I, like, want to buy it. But it's $50 on Amazon, and I'm like, ugh.
I've kind of, this is a sidebar again, but I've kind of been feeling recently a little, like, I've never had this before. And I used to, like, be like, coffee makes people anxious? Like, no way. But I've recently been kind of feeling a little anxious from coffee, like, in a way where I'm, like, overthinking and, like, just, like, I don't experience anxiety, but I have been feeling that feeling.
For me, it's when I have a venti.
Really?
Yeah.
When you push it too much?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you get ventis all the time, though. Yeah. So maybe that's...
I don't know. I think it's just maybe I'm overdoing it, like drinking too many coffees in a day.
Me and Caitlin were talking about this weekend. We, like, literally had 3 coffees a day. Like, it's bad.
Yeah. It could be that then for me. So perhaps that's it. So but I've heard that matcha doesn't... It gives you the energy more without consistent. The jitters and the anxiety. Even though I don't have anxiety. I hate to use that word. But yeah. That's the best way to describe it, that it makes me, like, anxious. Like, it makes me feel like I'm, like, missing something or, like...
Do you breathe fast? I have trouble breathing when I'm anxious or when you're feeling that from coffee. It definitely... Sometimes I wonder if it's literally just from the coffee. Like, there are times. I think just coffee...
It's all from the coffee. Yeah, I don't experience anxiety at all. So, like, it definitely is from the coffee for me. And I've never had that. And it happened one day, like, at Starbucks. I was like, what's happening to me? And then I realized that's what it was.
If you, like, if you can figure it out, it actually, like, is really beneficial and you can get work done with that feeling you get. But, like, sometimes I'm just like, I can't handle this.
Yeah, and then I kind of, like, go home and, like, crash, essentially. Like, because then you had a crash an hour later, at least for me. I've been crashing really hard from coffee, too, which is not good.
Yeah, that's not fun. That happened to me a lot last year. This year I haven't, because last year I had 8 a.m.s and I'd be so productive, and then, like, 11 a.m. hit and I was dead, but now I, like, start my day later, so thank God. But, yeah, I think that's all of our products that we had in this section for self-care. Yeah?
Yeah. This podcast is already quite long, but I think we can definitely,
let's keep going.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying this. No, this is fantastic. Cool. I'm just saying, instead of, like, routines, we'll just glaze over, because, honestly, we probably should both do self-care routines for our YouTube channels, because...
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do a full video.
Yeah.
So we'll just talk about a few little
tricks and tips.
Bullet points of our self-care routine. This is not necessarily in an order, but, yeah.
For sure. Recently, I've been into... just, like, self-care. Not self-care.
You've been into self-care.
Oh,
no way.
I've been into... No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Well, yes, ma'am. But I've been into self-help. I hate that category term, but self-help audiobooks. I go through phases with Audible. I always have a membership, and I pay for it out of my pocket, like, not sponsored. I wish it was sponsored. I wish they paid for my membership, because I literally pay for it every month. But recently, I've been on my Audible grind, and I'm listening to You Are a Badass at Making Money, but I just always... I have, like, self-help books on rotation, kind of, and I feel like that really relaxes me, helps me, like, whenever I'm, like... So if I'm self-tanning or doing my skincare routine or wearing a face mask or journaling, like, I listen to that a book at the same time, or a podcast, but I've been on the book grind specifically
lately. Yes, I love that book. Well, I haven't read that one, but I read, like,
You need to listen one. To this one. It's... The original one's good, but the money one is... For anyone that's more of, like, a freelance, like, career idea, you have to listen to it. Very beneficial.
I need to get educated more on, like, all that, so that'd be good to do.
Yeah. You can use my Audible
account. I think you told me about Optimal Daily Living. I started listening to that podcast. Yeah.
It's just a quick little inspo for the day. It's, like, 10 minutes long. Yeah.
I learned so many very interesting things from that, like, just life skills and just, like, things.
And it's so quick. It's, like, his voice is really soothing.
Yeah. I'm into it. So after your audiobook, or what's another thing you like to do?
Oh, okay.
Just run through it.
Okay, we're just going through everything. Like I said, self-tan, that's a huge, huge thing that I consistently do. I've been doing that, like, since high school. It's just been a part of me. Yeah. I love, like, cooking myself a yummy din, something healthier. I mean, I've been really on, like, the takeout grind, but when I have the time...
We also love HelloFresh.
Yes!
Seriously, so nice.
And it just makes it so convenient, because buying all the ingredients separately, like, it
stresses me out.
And it's so expensive. Like, when you go to Trader Joe's and get, like, enough, especially for you cooking for one.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably so annoying.
But it's so nice with HelloFresh. Like, I literally, this is not sponsored, by the way. I mean, we work with them, but, like, I just love them. Like, I'll just have, like, it's always for two, but then my second one, I'll just eat the next day. It's
so nice. That's so nice. Yeah. I love just doing that. And then a recent thing that I've been back into, I know I mentioned in obvious, in other, what am I saying? In other podcasts, I've been back on the journaling grind, and I actually don't journal in the sense of where it's backwards, like reflection of my day. I used to do that, but I feel like that makes me overthink even more than I naturally do. So I journal in the forward sense of like practicing gratitude, and manifesting forward rather than being like, today was a good day. Like, I hung out with my friend Danielle. But instead of being like, I'm thankful for my friendship with Danielle, and now I am manifesting like more, I don't need to share what I manifest. I guess that's a little personal. But I think practicing gratitude is so incredibly important.
So important. I went to, she uses Claudia Saluski's manifest journal, and I went to buy it because it's so darn cute and they're sold out. But yesterday, I was at this boutique store, and I got this notebook. It says Notes and Dreams, and then the first page says Dreams Don't Work Unless You Do. And I was like, wait, maybe this is like a manifest journal that they just made. So it says like Dream On, and I started mine. I don't know. My next one is to hit 550K on YouTube. And
that's good.
I said how we want to like, you know, do more with Gals on the Go. You know, it's just, it really is.
That's
and
cute,
like,
yeah.
I found like an old journal that I did last year in the beginning, and I was able to check off so many things I manifested.
That's really cool.
It's such a good feeling. So I back you up on that.
Yeah. I'm trying to learn more about like the actual, oh my goodness.
Sorry. It's birth control time. Sorry guys.
I'm trying to manifest more. Like, learn more about manifestation and the details of in this book that I'm reading really helps about that. So, if you have any manifestation tips, please share with us
as
well.
Yes, please. Please, please, DM us.
So, that's what I've been doing recently. I think Danielle's routine's a little more in-depth. So, please.
Well, yeah,
let's get to it.
I mean, obviously, this is not to a T. This is, like, a couple things I do. Like, I just kind of, when I was writing this down, I was, like, thinking back on, like, a lazy Sunday or just, like, it's not really a lazy Sunday, but on a Sunday when I have more time, kind of, like, the order I do things in. I'll wake up, I'll light a candle, or I'll put my, like, essential oil diffuser on, just kind of get the day started. I'll tell Alexa, I don't want to say it too loud because I don't want her to hear me right now, to play, like, I have this playlist on Spotify called Feeling Good, and it's just got, like, John Mayer, Two Door Cinema Club, just music like that. It really puts me in a good mood. Actually, another music I've been really liking is To All the Boys I've Loved Before playlist. Like, it's, like, the soundtrack from the movie. I really like a lot of the songs. I just think it's really important to start your morning with some good music, and then I'll go into podcasts. I usually can't wake up right away and listen to people talking. Like, I have to, like, have music first. And then I'll do the whole skincare, you know, routine, like, wash my face, tone my face, put serum on, then moisturizer, then eye cream. Oh, and before that, I'll, like, do my ice roller. And then I'll drink my hot mint tea, because I've been trying to drink my tea before coffee. I don't know. It's hard. And then, honestly, this is my form of self-care, sitting down, watching YouTube on, like, my TV, and just watching a couple videos to get me started for the day, or read a book. I've been reading this book that I just got called You Do You by Sarah Knight. She has, like, a ton of books, but sometimes I find myself comparing myself to people that I'm, like, friends with or just, like, other students, and I just have to, like, remind myself that I'm who I am. Like, we all are on different paths, and this book really helps me remember that, like, you know, you don't have to do the same things that everyone does. Like, I dealt with this, like, senior year of high school. Like, all my friends were just, like, doing all these things for their applications, and I was stressed. But, like, I don't know. Everything's different, and that book just kind of, like, it's helping me go through that. And it's, like, a really good book to read when I go to bed. So, that's my routine.
And that's the routine.
I know. I was about to say that's the tea, but I think I've said that, like, five times.
I know. I've been really saying sis a lot. Like, sister, but I say it to, like, our sorority sisters, and they're like, oh, chill. But I'm like, no, I say that to everybody. It doesn't matter
if you're my sister or not. Sister Sarah.
No, like, but I just, like, I keep saying sis. The other day, like, at the game, I kept saying it, and everyone was like, shut up. So, that's the tea, sis.
There it is.
Okay, I think that we should hop into the questions. This has been somewhat of a long pod, but we have some fantastic questions.
Yes, Brooke picked them out. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I honestly love picking up the questions.
It's so fun. Yeah. So, plug, follow us at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram.
We post, like, opportunities for you guys to submit your questions. So if you want to be a part of next week's podcast. And this is another plug, but just be sure that if you listen on iTunes, or you don't listen on iTunes, but you feel like it, rate us. We'd love that.
We keep getting higher and higher on the charts, and that's, like, the craziest thing to us, so thank you.
And it's so cool. I know everybody naturally kind of does this, but, like, sharing when you guys listen on Insta.
It makes us so happy. We try to post them on our stories when we can and see them. We try to post them on the Gals on the Go podcast a lot. So if you tag Gals on the Go, make sure to do that.
And we will definitely repost or at least reply. And so we're trying to stay really active on there. And it's fun because we can post a little more behind the scenes, like Danielle posted the other day of like us at Starbucks and like more behind the scenes.
We literally ran into each other at Starbucks and it's just funny. It's so funny.
Our life is so interesting.
Yeah.
Not really.
Crazy.
Okay. Questions. Megan L. asks, great question. How do you manage traveling in school?
You look at me.
I look at Danielle because I think that Danielle has some tips and tricks.
Oh, no, my nail polish is coming off my toe.
No.
I just got them done. That's so sad. I want to make a full-on video about this, but I'd say, like, my number one tip is just not – I don't want to say finessing because I do my work, but, like
– And you go to class. You're really good at
Yeah, I do go to class. Like, I skip the occasional last day of – last hour of the day sometimes when I'm just tired or I have to get some – whatever. It happens. I skip class sometimes. I'd say the biggest thing, and this is so easy to say, but, like, time management, seriously, like, you can give excuses and be like, how do you have time to travel all the time? Well, first of all, I make my schedule, so I only have classes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so I have four-day weekends. So I have packed days on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'm okay with that. And just be on top of your ish, and it's a lot easier than you think. People are, like, baffled by it, but I'm like, it's easy if you just
It mess. Actually is. If you, like, put it in your calendar you know. In the beginning of the semester and then you look back – I mean, not you look back, but you look ahead and you're like, oh, well, this weekend's free. Like, I can travel this weekend. And I know financially not everybody has the opportunities
oh, of course.
That we do. And we're so blessed to do that. But we also, this is our job, you know, so a lot of our job is
creating content and going places,
traveling, appearances. And stuff like that. So I think that's how we financially have the opportunity to do it. But educationally, I think not everybody has that opportunity because I know some people have literally a lab that goes until 5 p.m. Friday.
Trust me,
so,
I get it, yeah.
But I think if for someone like people like us where it's like we have to somewhat compromise, it is doable.
Yeah, and I like, I don't know, my brother like was going to come visit me, but he was like, I have so much work. And I was like, when I'm on a plane, I do work. But some people just want to work at their desk at their house, you know. So I think it's just being able to adapt, like be okay with maybe like, taking an online quiz before boarding your flight, you know, like that's something, it's Gals on the Go. It's the movement, you know, it's something that not everyone's okay with, but if you're
it's
okay
maximizing
with,
your time.
Yeah, yeah. It's so possible. That's why when people say, I want to start a YouTube channel, but I don't have time. I'm like, do you really not have time?
Oh I God. Used to, yeah, I used to look at things like in the sense of like, oh, I'm traveling that day. Like I'm just traveling that day. And then I came to this realization probably like 2 years ago where I was like, I can, if I'm traveling that day, it doesn't just have to be I'm traveling. I can do so much more with my days and my time. And that really helps in maximizing what you do, I guess, essentially.
Definitely.
I always say, like, set a few big goals for yourself each day, and that definitely helps. More than just one. Because if you're like, oh, I'm just going to work out today, like, that's not enough. Like, you can do more than work out, you know what I mean?
So true. And that's a good thing what you said about you're not just traveling. Like, you have lots of time, idle time that you can
do. There's so much idle time. And that's not to say, like, obviously live in the moment and everything, but there's time. Everybody has enough time. Everyone has the same 24 hours in the day.
Yeah.
Seriously, so true. That's the best way to put it. Yeah. Okay, so Tiffany F. asks, how do you deal with failed friendships? This is kind of it. I just thought it was an interesting question to kind of throw in here because I think this is something people do struggle with where it's like, you put the energy towards a friendship and that person doesn't reciprocate it or something. So it's just kind of like how to move on. It's almost like a relationship, but like not.
Yeah. Like Brooke said earlier, neither of us really deal with like friend drama very often, but I did have a couple falling outs with friends senior year that like still make me so sad to this day because we were literally best friends. Like nothing really even happened. Just all of a sudden we started hanging out in different groups and I don't really know. That just kind of happened. And I always say, like, if someone wants to be in your life, they will. But I'm also, like, they're probably thinking the same thing. So it has to be mutual effort. And there have been times when people that I really want to hang out with are just really busy. But I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty sure we're pretty good friends. Like, I'm just going to keep, you know, not be annoying. But maybe once a week be like, hey, want to get coffee? Or, hey, like, I'll come to you. Like, let's hang out. And then a lot of times we end up hanging out. They're like, wait, I miss you, you know? But I haven't had like a lot of failed friendships. Like I haven't really either.
I feel like I identified with that more freshman year of college when like, you're kind of like, not like testing out the waters.
Like fake friends, like acquaintances.
Or you don't have your quite friend group yet. So you're kind of like friends with everyone. And then you realize that certain people aren't going to be your good friends. So okay, it's like one of those situations more so. And I think that it's just acceptance of being like you will find your people. There's no use. I say don't settle with friendships. Like, don't just be like, yeah, like, I like you. We can be friends. Like, unless you, you know what I mean?
You
like,
need to feel fulfilled by the people
yeah,
you're
around. And they should uplift you and make you feel good.
Yes, I saw this tweet. It had, like, a bad word in it, so I'm not going to, like, repeat it exactly. But it was like, your friends should not make you feel like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it kind of hit me. Because there are some people in my life, not necessarily EGA, but, like, there's just people in my life that I'm like, why are they, like, why? Why do I try? They don't make me feel good when I'm around them, and that's so true. Like, your friends should make you feel like a boss.
You should feel like the best version of yourself around yes. your friends, yeah. So, definitely agree with that. So, I guess, it's tough. I guess when to admit, like, oh, this, or if you really like someone, but they aren't reciprocating.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is really sad, and I
feel like we could be so good.
Yeah, like, you're so cool, but, like, you don't like me as a friend, you know? It's a, like, relationships almost, but it's, like,
well, yeah, I was talking about that, but, like, yeah, friends, too.
Oh, yeah, well.
Or when they open your Snapchat, sad. I only have Snapchat streaks with literally you.
I'm, like, kind of over Snapchat.
I literally needs to just, I want to delete it, but I want everyone else to delete it, too.
Can we, like, make a movement for, Jules and Snapchat.
Oh, two of my least favorite things sometimes, so let's just do it. Okay. I'd rather Instagram stories anyway. Sorry, same. Snapchat.
Same. Okay. Can we move on to some more positives?
Yes.
That was a sad question. I just thought it was interesting. Catherine M. asked how to get yourself to drink more water.
I already know Brooke's answer. Hydro flask?
Yeah. That's self-care to me. I drink probably, like, I think I'm on my, like, third or fourth of this of the day.
No, that's really good. I tried Hydro Flask. Maybe I need to try the straw, but I'm a swell bottle girl.
Straw, the wide mouth straw lid is the move.
Yeah, because I don't like the wide mouth, and I spill water on myself if I use those. But Swell, like, mocks kind of the size of a regular bottle, mm-hmm. so, like, I like them. And I just love my marble one I use every day. It's funny. I was talking to my friend. I was like, I feel like I drink more water during the week because it's always in my backpack. Whereas during the weekend, you don't carry a water bottle around.
And you're like, I'll be like hours into the day, like, did I even have a drop of water?
It's so yeah. weird. I had lots of coffee though. Don't worry.
Exactly. But then it's even worse for you because you're dehydrated.
Oh, it's terrible. But yeah. I think just having a cute water bottle that you enjoy drinking out of. Camelback, some people like. Depends on your preference. You got to figure out your preference.
I also really like, I used to do this before. I like really like loved water, just like adding fruit.
Yeah, or lemon.
I think lemon really cuts the taste, so try that. Cucumber or like berries and stuff like that. Yeah,
I just love water.
Me too. I love water.
Some people, you're right. Don't
put a few ice cubes in it. I could literally. I'm like dreaming about water right now. Even though I have ice, water's amazing.
We love water.
Okay, this question was so cute. I don't know if you're ready yet. Yeah, I love this question.
Oh my gosh, I have literally so many things.
Catherine E says favorite thing about each other.
And Brooke put a heart next to it. Oh my god, this is so cute. We're like facing each other.
I thought it was sweet.
I have so many favorite things about Brooke.
Aw, okay. Well, let's just do one.
Okay. No, I'm just going to say a couple. I don't really care because I can't just say one.
That's sweet. Oh no.
Well, like, it's just so easy to be with Brooke. Oh my god, I'm going to like, get emotional.
This is so sweet. This is so awkward that I picked this question out. Tell me all the good things about myself. Yes,
no, like, I probably just would have seen that and did the same thing. It's just like I feel really good. Like literally, like I'll be having a bad day, and like Brooke comes over to record the podcast, and she leaves, and I'm in the best mood ever.
I completely agree.
Bounce off each other. Like we're just, I just feel so motivated around you, and you literally just there's never a dull moment with you. Whether it's you being funny or we'll just be sitting somewhere, and your like perspective of things are just so cool. Like, even with some of my best friends, like we'll just have these quiet moments. Whereas with you, there's just always something.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I just love it. You're so
it's always
be
been
around.
That way. Even before, thank you. That was so sweet.
Yeah, so that's, I could think of more things, but that was just
even like before we came to school together, though, it was always like that. Like, it was always like we never had a dull moment.
No.
Just always things. Yeah.
Either something funny, something intense, something crazy, something awesome.
Yeah. For me with Danielle.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get so emo.
Oh my god, she's like putting her shirt over her face. Definitely that you are. I've said this before, but you like not even just motivating, but like actually probably the most driven person I know. Like literally wake up, like I'm on the grind. Let's freaking go. What can I do today to improve myself, to improve my brand, like to improve, aww. Like, and it is so, so inspiring. Truly. Aww. It's like the work ethic, everything. And it really like But you're also so considering, though, like, of other people's feelings. Everything is not just, like, you're, like, work it, work, that's it. Like, you care so much about people, too. You know what I mean?
That's so sweet. That was, thanks.
I'm struggling to get the words out, because I don't want to, like, mess it up. But that's you no, know what I mean, really though. Sweet. Thank you. A very considerate person, but also so extremely hardworking. Just an all-around great human. Truly. So I think so many people meet Danielle and they're, like, expect, because she has, like, followers or whatever, that she's going to be this person. Then you, like, really truly get to know her. Well, also when you meet you, you're nice, obviously. Oh, but, like, on a deeper level, I think people get to know you, like, especially in Katie and, sure, like, in our sorority and stuff. People are probably like, this girl's, like, really awesome, you know? It's nice. One of those, like, light bulb moments where it's like, okay, like, she's not just, like,
that's really nice. Social media, yeah. Yeah, like, she's, well, I mean, like, people say that about you to me too. They'll be like, "Yeah, nice. She's so, like, chill." Like,
that's nice.
I don't know, because that's always a worry I have. I'm sure you have too. Like my friends will tell me that their friends will ask them if I'm actually that fun in person or that whatever,
or if she's like if she's mean. Cool, yeah, mean or yeah, like stuck up, stuff, yes. Is a big one.
Who knows what my friends actually tell them, but they'll tell me that they don't say that. So.
I would agree. Yeah, I think it's really cool that we can be genuine. Yeah. So, not to brag on ourselves, but, like,
I know. Also, yeah. I just love traveling with you. I love traveling
with Danielle, too. Definitely my fave travel.
Like, obviously, I know we don't like to sit together on the plane.
Oh, my God.
But I just mean, like, when we get at a hotel, we both, like, go for the white robes. We order room service.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
We sit and watch YouTube videos, and then we'll pause them and talk. And it's just, like, about just, like, different things.
We need to do another trip soon, yeah.
Yes. It's
so fun.
We have a great friendship. We have a pretty cool one.
We have a great, truly great friendship. Yeah. Yes. Ah, love it.
Anyways.
That's so sweet. Okay, I'll skip this next one because we already kind of discussed, like, making time for traveling and stuff. Yeah. This one, I don't know if you switch up your Starbucks order for fall, but Abby M. wants to know our fall Starbucks order.
Okay, Abby M. Well, I feel like you maybe have one. Or no.
If I treat myself, only when I have a free drink, I go crazy. But otherwise, I just do a venti black iced coffee always. But what... Do you have a go-to fall?
Well, like, let's say it's, like, actually cold out, or if I'm in the mood and I'm wearing a sweater and, like, life is good, I will order maybe just a hot latte, or I forget the name of it. There's, like, this one that's, like, a hot latte. It's, like, I don't really know what it's called, but I just order a hot drink instead.
Yeah, I feel that.
I've tried PSLs.
You don't like the pumpkins?
I don't
pumps.
Mind.
Yeah.
But, like Kenzie orders, like, the PSL chai, and that sounds disgusting to me.
I liked it. I tried that one. I like it.
Really?
Yeah, I have to get less sugar, otherwise I get, like, a huge headache from the pumps. But,
yeah.
I honestly like a cappuccino, as adult as that sounds.
Yeah, I get that at dinner sometimes, like, with my parents.
Like, post-dinner?
Yeah, post-dinner. Like, same. I'll have a cappuccino, please.
Yeah. And you can add almond milk instead of, like, the regular milk in Starbucks. I like an almond milk latte. Yeah.
Just switching to hot.
I haven't made that switch yet, but...
I haven't either. It's
still 90 degrees.
It's still 90 degrees.
Oh, but I'm, like, dreaming of, like, the snow
Oh, I cannot wait. It needs to get cold soon because Kenzie and Morgan are visiting next weekend, and I promised them fall, and I'm freaking out. So...
There's a hurricane coming. Did you know that?
Yeah, Hurricane Michael. Yeah.
It's gonna hit Florida. What coast? Do you know?
I don't know. Well, it was a tropical storm. Did it get switched to a hurricane? Is that...
Oh, I don't know.
My dad just texted... Oh, my God. My dad just texted me a full-on weather report.
A prediction
for Hurricane Michael. Late Wednesday night and Thursday weather might be bad. They might even cancel classes.
What day?
Wednesday and Thursday. I'd cry if they canceled Thursday classes.
Oh, my God. If they canceled Thursday.
Do you have a test on Thursday?
I just have a full day, and it's, like, the day before we leave. How amazing would that be?
That would be amazing. Then we just skirt out to Baton Rouge, and then we're just...
Baton Rouge!
No, my friends that go to FSU, their classes are canceled all week, like, starting tomorrow.
What?
It's a little bit extra. When you live in, like, Tallahassee area, it's just everything, so I feel like they always have to cancel to be safe.
I really, really, I hate to pray for, like, destruction, because I don't mean that, but, like...
Fire safety.
No, safety at first, but actually, like, I'm just hoping for I would love a break. Oh,
yeah.
I'm manifesting it.
I would, like, want to drive to New Orleans a day early, but I know my friends would
not
be down
for that.
That'd
be so fun. And then you'd have to get the hotel early. Yeah.
But see, I want to explore. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
We're taking, like, a van. One of my roommates, Alicia's dad and his girlfriend are driving us in a van. I'm pretty excited.
You guys are actually going to have a ball. Yeah. I can't wait for the Snapchats. Even though I don't like Snapchat, I can't wait for the Snapchats.
It'll be fun. Okay. And then, we can just go right to the end, I think. Our favorite skincare item.
Wait, can you just say the one? Because it's just, like, funny.
Okay. This is funny. this is probably our longest podcast yet, though, so just so we're clear.
Brooke's like, freak it out. I'm just like, let's keep going.
I'm a tired gal, but we're going to...
Sorry, you're good.
Sarah J says, when you were little, what was your dream job? It is a great question.
Well, when I was little, I always said I wanted to be a rock star for some reason. Like, just really? A rock star. Yeah, I just said it. I didn't know what it meant. I just wanted to be a rock star.
I want to be a rock star.
And I also, like, in the least conceited way possible, when I was younger, I wanted to be famous.
I could so see young Danielle being it.
I was like, I want to be famous. But not, I didn't, I would be like, I want to be famous. Like, I want to just be everywhere and just, I don't know. So,
but you didn't know the implications of it. You just, like, yeah, said it because you were young. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just funny now, not saying I'm famous, but it is funny how part of that dreams come true where I go places and people recognize me. It's really cool.
Oh, you definitely are famous. You're like a modified... YouTubers are like a modified famous.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. It's like we're like Z-list, but like it's still on the list.
But, I mean, yeah, you're not gonna like walk down the street and everyone will know you, but when people do know you, they know everything about you.
It's so much more special than just like, can I get a picture?
Yeah, versus if you saw a celebrity, you'd be like, I recognize them from my favorite show.
Yeah.
But with YouTubers, it's like, I know her mom, I know her dad, I know her friends.
Her dog.
Yeah, literally. It's creepy, kind
what
of,
your
but
dream
I love it.
Job? I'm curious. You're gonna laugh. Oh, she giggles.
I wanted to be a meteorologist. Like a weather reporter.
Bye. Actually, yeah. I used to idolize them when I was younger when they'd be in front of the green screen.
Yeah. And I was like, they're like smart. They know the science behind it too. And I was like infatuated with like being intelligent when I was younger. So,
funny. We're talking about hurricanes right now.
Yeah.
Literally, you would have been thriving.
Yeah, actually, I definitely don't want to go into reporting, but I worked with this girl like this summer who kind of had like... her job was social media correspondent, so she had a reporting background, but she like did all the social media stuff.
Mm.
And that was a really cool like job entity for me, like being like a host.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, so it's definitely not too far off. It's still pretty cool to me.
That is really cool.
So cool. We both have like goals of like being on camera. That's
yeah,
kind of, like, crazy. Yeah,
I'm like not kidding either. Like you can
no,
ask my parents.
Yeah. No, I
believe
either.
You. I don't think you'd make that up. So.
Meteorologist. It's a little lame, but I had like a bunch of different things, but that was for the longest time. That's what stuck.
Yeah, I feel. Oh, I also wanted to be an artist, but I'm a terrible artist. So.
An artist.
Yeah, like drawing.
Oh, gosh, interesting. Yeah.
Little background. So the last question is from Lauren E, and it's your favorite skincare item or...
Okay, so...
Just to wrap up the self-care.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah,
bring it back
yeah,
full
yeah.
circle.
Bringing it back, self-care. I love just Drunk Elephant products in general. If I had to narrow it down to my... They're very expensive.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that they're financially worth it, but test a sample first. Like, go to Sephora, get a free sample. Recently, I have been really liking the Glycolic Night Serum. I just feel like it does a
the
lot.
The pinky top?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use that at night.
Does
I
a like lot it. For your skin.
I feel like it just, like it kind of tinkles, so I feel like it's doing something.
It does. If you read the side, it has, like, AHA or BHA or, like, some of those, like, things that are, like, really good for
good
you.
Good for you. Something's good.
Probably somewhere in there, so. That's probably mine at the moment. What about you?
Gosh, the favorite.
The favorite, I don't know, that's my current favorite, not my all, I don't really have an all-time favorite, it changes yeah. all the time.
Well, I haven't used this in a while, but I really did used to love the Ole Henriksen Truth Serum, but it was getting really expensive. But the Drunk Elephant, like, day serum's very similar to that.
The C serum.
But lately, I've been using the Ordinary Buffet Serum, I really like that, and then I put on moisturizer over it. I'll either use the Origins VitaZing, because it smells really good, and it's, like, awakening. It's got, like, caffeine in it, apparently. And, yeah. I also like the Peter Thomas Roth. Is that a brand?
They have such
Cloud
good stuff.
Cream.
Yeah.
That feels really good.
Their masks are amazing.
Ooh, I'll have to try.
Yeah.
I want to try La Mer Skincare. Oh, it's heard good, but it's just, like, it's just, like, outrageous.
The bottle of, like, moisturizer is, like, $200.
I know. I feel like this little big guy. Small guy.
I've heard that it has like a secret ingredient that like
yeah, it's called the broth.
Is that what it is?
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard it's really good. I just can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me know how it goes though.
Right,
I mean,
I
Drunk Elephant's super expensive. I'm lucky to like get it sometimes sent to me because I can't justify spending that much on skincare like out of pocket, but I mean it really is like the state of my skin right now.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth it, but that's a
also
lot
you're gonna kill me for saying something else, but I just want to touch on this because so both Brooke and I have done sponsorships with Ollie Vitamins, Ollie Nutrition.
Yeah,
I got I posted a photo for them today and I got like 5 texts from friends and people asked me at Chapter today, do those really work? And I just want to say I'm a big fan of the vitamins.
Huge fan
Ollie, we love. They have laser focus,
balanced
daily. I take the daily one every day.
Daily vitamin,
energy. The melatonin. We said we're addicted to melatonin. Maybe a bad way, but yeah.
But seriously, I just want to touch on that because they really are awesome, and that's a self-care thing, too.
I definitely agree. I'm not really huge on vitamins, but I've always taken gummy vitamins because I'm like a child.
Tastes so good.
And I'm very much so on this brand. And yes. I really do believe in it. And I love the packaging. It's super cute.
So cute. Great branded.
Great stuff. Okay.
Speaking of great, our podcast was great today, I think.
I think it was the longest ever. Let us know if you like the long apps.
You can't tell how
I can't,
long
it's
it
just
is.
In bars. Like, yeah. We're at bar, if you were one regular bar, 2,358. So.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I think I can multiply like seconds, so I would multiply like four times that to get an estimate.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not good at quick math, but.
No, yeah. So, well, I really enjoyed today's podcast. It's now hitting 10 o'clock. We are doing this later in the night because of our schedules, but now I'm just getting really hopeful that our classes are going to get canceled on Thursday. But I just feel like it's not going to happen. I just feel like not, but who really knows? But, yeah.
Stay tuned on our socials.
Stay tuned on our socials. Be like, oh my gosh, class is canceled. Yay.
Oh, that would make for such a good vlog.
Yes, like, school's out. I don't really know.
We had the hurricane, like, beginning of last year, and we had no school for that, like, 2 days or whatever it was.
We had a snow day for, like, a centimeter.
Yeah.
That was
love
exciting.
Love that.
I was very excited about that. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We, you know, always enjoy making it for you guys. And hopefully we'll remember, but we want to do a fall episode next Wednesday. I think that'll be fun.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
I think that should be our next episode.
Especially because it'll be a little more fall outside, yeah, stuff like that. Hopefully. So, please keep up with us on our socials. You know what to do. Rate.
You know what to do.
You know what to do.
I like that. You know what to do. Subscribe at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram. Follow. Seriously, we're pretty active on there. And yeah, go dogs. I'm kidding.
And woof woof.
Woof
Sekum at LSU. We'll be in the dirty Noah. I don't know. What
yeah, we'll be tailgating in front of LSU. So if you see us, definitely say hi. Seriously.
Meet up.
Meet up. Meet up at the tailgate. Imagine. I'm kidding. I love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. Seriously, I've met so many of you guys in person lately that just talk about the podcast. And
it's so,
you too,
so
right?
Refreshing, yeah.
It makes me so happy.
It really is really cool how we can reach so many people together. Like, it's great, yeah.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's so fun. I love it.
Aw. Well, we'll see you guys next, or talk to you guys next Wednesday. Keep updated. Keep being a gal on the go. We need to have a little exit for future.
Yeah.
We'll make it up later.
Okay. And that's all.
Goodbye. That's the thesis.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.